You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. That song you just heard is Hurricane Season by New Orleans musician Trombone Shorty and his band Orleans Avenue. His real name is Troy Andrews, and he started performing as a child growing up in the Tremé neighborhood. Now he's one of the city's musical luminaries. He also started a foundation to teach young musicians and to teach them how to make a living in the music business. Troy Andrews took us for a walk through Tremé.
Well, where I'm standing is on the corner of Dumain and Villery, not Villery and New Orleans, and I'm actually staring at the house that I grew up in, and that's where I learned how to play music and all the neighborhood and all the family and all my friends, and I just have a lot of memories of us walking around carrying boxes and just making instruments on this street. So this is really my roots in the beginning, and also it's right on the outside of Louis Armstrong Park, so there's a lot of history here.
What's Tremé like now, 10 years after the storm? What do you think has changed?
Well, I'm looking around, and from 10 years ago, I don't see anyone really on the street. We have a lot of people in the neighborhood that doesn't even know the history of the neighborhood, doesn't know what it's about. And 10 years ago, if we were here, we probably wouldn't be able to do this interview, because we would have second line parades going around with Reedburg Brass Band or my family band, and it would just be all music all day. So it's definitely a different spot, and it's sad to see it just really silent like this.
You know, I looked at home prices in Tremé, and I noticed that over the past couple of years, they've jumped like $18,000, $20,000. Do you think that's changed kind of who can live in Tremé?
I got a lot of family and that used to stay here in the Tremé. My grandmother still has a little house. She used to stay here in the Tremé. But definitely that price range have put a lot of people out of the range of being able to live here, because before the storm, they knew that they can make their rent off of their jobs that they were doing. And now with that happening, you have a lot of people, original Tremé people that I grew up with, they can't afford to live here anymore in this particular part of Tremé.
I think about the last 10 years and your career as well. You know, in 2005, you were playing with Lenny Kravitz. You had a really good couple of years in those early years of the 2000s. For you, what's changed in the past 10 years? I mean, you're the guy now. You're the marquee name.
Well, I don't know if I want to take that much pressure on, but only thing I ever wanted to do was just play music, and my passion for music is so strong that it's been my passport. I just never forgot what my focus was, and that was to become and still become one of the best musicians that I can become. And I think being able to play with people like Lenny, and that just opened the doors for a lot more people to hear the New Orleans sound come out of my horn and how much passion it is. So I didn't have any plan on being where I am now. I didn't have a marketing strategy. I didn't have any nothing. I just continued to play and believe in the music of New Orleans, and it took me where I am now.
Have you seen musicians go broke, fail because they didn't know how to make the business side work?
Yeah, I've seen musicians that had great potential to make some money, and I've seen musicians my whole life here that's used to making a certain amount of money that, and now that they're older, it's a bit harder for them. So I don't know if I actually seen someone go broke more than I actually seen someone not take the full potential of where they can be.
Hmm. What do you think is important for young people who, say, go to your academy to learn now? Because this is a very different New Orleans now than when you were coming up and starting to play. So what do they need to learn to understand the musical history of where you are?
As I stand in Tremé, one of the reasons why I created the foundation is because I had people like Kermit Ruffins, my family, the Reedburg Brass Band lived around the corner, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and all these people were my teachers, and they would pass by my house in the middle of their tour. They would give me an assignment, and I would learn it, and when they get back in a couple of months, they expect me to be able to play it. And I just had so much love like that, and that's why I wanted to create that, because that doesn't exist anymore in New Orleans, for us to have neighborhood superstars like Dirty Dozen, the Tuba Fats, the Trim 8 Brass Band to come and help. So I wanted to be able to reach citywide and have all those kids come and be able to be in a different environment that I was playing on the street with some of the great musicians. And I wanted to expose those kids to the lineage of our music and the history. In order for them to be where they want to go and to take this thing to another level, they must understand the history and at least have some knowledge about how it was created and how I at least got to my sound. And they can go from there.
Troy Andrews, Trombone Shorty, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.